Leon.
Good
morning, Steve. You're a bit scratchy. I'm doing fine. Good to hear you this morning. You see, but I copied it all. Well, you be careful out there today.
I keep it below the safety barrier. Try to stay away from these trucks.
You seem like you never can go fast enough for the regular drivers of cars, but then the trucks are the king of the road.
I hate to say it, but my opinion is that you don't have to have but a single-digit IQ to drive a truck.
Oh, I disagree with that. You'd have to have a lot on the ball to go a million miles and never have an accident or something. So I got to give them credit. That'd be a rough life, Steve.
I got to back up on that. The majority of them are probably fairly professional people, but there is a good portion of them that are just road jockeys, white line blind.
I think that exists in all forms of life. They walk among us.
That's what we used to call it back several years ago, white line blind. They just out there so long that, I just lose good judgment.
Well, I had a CDL. I never used it over the road, but I just got it for the fun of it one time. I thought it'd be good to have in case I got out of a job and had to do that, but I sure don't envy them out there. In the hole, Steve. It's in your old TR Mobile.
I'll be back up in just a second.
Roger.
Now, climbing out of the swag. Now, that ought to be a little bit better. Can you hear me now?
Just like a Verizon phone call, I'd say it's about 80-90%.
Wow, that's getting better then. Because, I'm coming up to the top of a plateau here. I ought to be getting in fairly well, but... No, I've used this repeater down 26 almost all the way into Columbia, and one day I even used it out there on 20 out by the Blue Cross Blue Shield building in Columbia.
A fantastic repeater, there's no question about that. Well, there's dead spots between here and Columbia, but... overall, it's just amazing what it can do. We're very fortunate to have such a repeater here. Our repeater back home in Kansas was up 880 feet for many, many years. And then the TV station got worried about liabilities and made us take it off of there and put it on a place about 180 feet. Oh boy, did that limit the range.
Range on a
180
foot tower.
I don't know. I'd say probably 100 miles at the outermost. But reliably, you could talk to Joplin, Missouri, which was about 30 miles, and around the area there. I don't, it's been 10 years ago, Steve, but that one that was up 880 feet, whenever there was any ducting or anything like that, oh my, you key it and you'd key up five or six 146.94 repeaters at the same time.
That's pretty good. Well, and being flat out there, you didn't have quite so much issues with shadowing, did you?
No, not any problems there. Now, there was one in Wichita, Kansas, which I assume is still there, and it was up over 1,400 feet on a tower.
Well, out there, that ought to be just about as good as what we've got up here with Caesar's Head without the shadowing problem.
Went all right. I mean, it had the touchstone for telephone calls on it, the phone patch or whatever you want to call it. It was really nice. I never used it unless I was in the Wichita area. But it's pretty flat from eastern Kansas border to Wichita, except when you go through the Flint Hills, and then it's very, very hilly in there. Big, huge hills up and down, and so you lose it in there for a while. Steve, I'm going to the bank here, and just passing the Southern Growl Brewery here in Greer on 101. So I just got a very few moments, and I'll have to drop out. You take care, drive safe out there. We'll watch out for them mental midgets on the road, 73s, 10-4 PWA. This is N0TR.
N0TR, K4 VWA. Thanks for the contact, Tom. And when you come back out, I'll be further on down. Let's experiment a little bit and see how it does. Try to hit me back. K4 VWA, clear.